Enterprise team to review bidding process for the privatization of the Norman Manley International Airport, and financial closure for KCT upgrade to take place by March. You're tuned into House Matters. Thanks for joining us. I'm Aldine Campbell.
The Zika virus is a disease caused by the bite of an infected Aedes aegypti mosquito. Check your premises weekly for any containers that can hold water. Get rid of old tiles. Punch holes in tins before disposing. And cover large drums, barrels, and tanks holding water. Protect yourself from Zigvi. Keep your surroundings mosquito-free.
A message from the Ministry of Health.
Sponsored by NHF.
Minister of Transport, Works and Housing, Dr. Omar Davies, says the enterprise team is to conduct a thorough assessment and review of the recent bidding process for privatization of the Norman Manley International Airport, NMIA. The report will indicate the possible reasons for the lack of bids and recommendations regarding the way forward. Dr. Davies, who was speaking in the House of Representatives on Tuesday, said he expects to have a copy of the report by the end of this month. In April 2015, Dr. Davies advised that five international companies were shortlisted to participate in the bidding for the selection of a concessionaire to further develop and operate the NMIA. At the close of the bidding process in mid-December, no offers had been received. Dr. Davies told the House that queries and expressions of interest have been received from companies regarding their possible participation in a resumed bidding process.
Let me reiterate that there will be no fire sale. There's no urgent imperative which would propel us to privatize the asset at this time. However, our policy remains to pursue the privatization of the airport in keeping with the objective of introducing private sector management and expertise, as well as cash to improve operational efficiencies.
Meanwhile, the minister disclosed that the Airports Authority of Jamaica has been proceeding with its expansion plans. He added that this positive situation is likely to continue over the medium to long term. The North-South Highway is 90% complete and will be opened in phases beginning this month. Minister of Transport and Works, Dr. Omar Davies, made the disclosure in Lower House on Tuesday as he updated parliamentarians on the project. He informed that the Angels to Linstead segment will open by the end of January, while the sections from Caymanas to Angels and Ocheris to Monique will be opened by the end of February. The section of the highway between Treadways and Monique was opened to the public in August 2014.
The full highway will be officially commissioned, will be handed over during March, and tolling will commence by the end of March.
Also on Tuesday, Transport and Works Minister Dr. Omar Davies said financial closure for the upgrading of the Kingston Container Terminal is expected to take place by March 2016. He explained that a 30-year concession agreement was signed on April 7, 2015 with Kingston Freeport Terminal Limited, KFTL, to finance, expand, operate, maintain and transfer the Kingston Container Terminal, the KCT. The agreement, Dr. Davies said, gave KFTL, the concessionaire and its sponsors, 6 to 8 months within which to secure funding for phase one of the capital works, including the dredging of the navigation channel.
Following the signing of the concession agreement last year, concerns were raised by the opposition regarding the privatization process and the pending lease of KCT to Terminal Link. The matter was referred to the Office of the Contractor General.
He noted that the Office of the Contractor General, after a thorough investigation, advised that the transaction had adhered to the applicable policies and procedures. Dr. Davies further stated that the date for financial closure was delayed due to the exhaustive nature of the due diligence undertaken by the main lender, the Inter-American Development Bank, and other financiers.
It should be noted that the IDB, as part of their due diligence process, required that an environmental study for the dredging, etc., for the container terminal be posted on their website for a period of 4 months. The board of the IDB approved the loan in mid-December, and the other financial entities are about to follow suit.
Dr. Davies said the necessary documentation and other legal requirements are being put in place, and financial closure is expected to take place by the end of March, with handover of the facility taking place simultaneously. That's it for this edition of House Matters. Join us again next time for what's happening in the Houses of Parliament.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.